descubrimiento para todos nosotros.
Yayanad Hamad Hava Dunyavihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi. Gopi Jana Valla Vagiri Varad Adi Gopi Jana Valla Vagiri Varad Adi. Yasoda nandana Braja janarandana Yasoda nandana Braja janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Shri Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nindaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai.
Jaya Radha Govinda Chanda Radha Govinda Chanda Radha Jaya Om Vishnupad Padamahamsa Padavarajakacharya Ashtada Satasi Simat His Divine Grace Sila Ave Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shiguranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Oh, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. My dear devotees, this verse was sent to me by Bhujan Prabhu, who is really the teacher of the Bhagavatam in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, and it really changed my life when I received it.
Mis queridos devotos, este verso que he seleccionado me lo envió Bhujan Prabhu, que es el maestro de Srimad Bhagavatam,
yes,
el Instituto de Vrindavan de Educación Superior, y cuando recibí este verso cambió mi vida.
He told me once that I will send you the essence of the Bhagavatam in one verse and you will be surprised.
Él me dijo que te enviaré la esencia del Bhagavatam en un verso y te vas a quedar sorprendido.
Then he announced this verse by sending me part of the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which describes that this is verse is the essence of all the Lord's teachings.
Y él me envió el verso y me envió una parte del comentario sobre este verso escrito por Srimad Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, en el que explica que este verso
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur promises that if this verse shines in your heart, it means if it's alive in your heart, then you will shine in the assembly of the devotees like the moon, which shines very brightly in the night sky and outshines all the other stars.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explica que si fijas este verso en tu corazón, este verso brilla en tu corazón, entonces tú brillarás igual que la luna brilla por la luna llena por la noche, brilla y hace que las estrellas se queden en segundo plano, no se ven.
So this morning we will all transform ourselves into moons, hopefully.
Esperamos que esta mañana nos transformemos en luna.
It is said that this verse is like a touchstone which changes ordinary metal into gold.
Dice que este verso es como una piedra de toque que transforma el metal ordinario en oro.
So an ordinary person like me, when he reads this verse and makes it alive in his heart, will change from an ordinary person to an extraordinary person.
Una persona ordinaria como yo, cuando escucha este verso y lo hace vivo en su corazón, entonces se transforma en una persona extraordinaria.
So I know that by now there is one person in this audience who thinks, which is this verse? Don't talk any longer. Give us the verse.
Y ahora sé que hay gente en la audiencia que está pensando que a ver qué dice el verso. No hables más. Dinos el verso.
This person is the director of the Bhaktivedanta College in Belgium, and also he starts now a branch in Spain, and his name is Yadunandan Swami. Kelsenama, Kelsenama. Yeah, you know everything. And I know the rest of you will also want to know, what is the essence of all the Lord's teachings and what will make my life shine like a moon? I will not tell you right now, but we will first chant the Sanskrit of the verse. Esha buddhimatam buddhiya.
Esha buddhimatam buddhiya.
Manisha chamanishinam.
Manisha chamanishinam.
Yatsat. Yam anriteneha.
Yasatyam anriteneha.
Matyenapnotim amritam.
Matyenapnotim amritam.
Esha buddhimatam buddhiya.
Esha buddhimatam buddhiya.
Manisha cha manishinam.
Manisha cha manishinam.
Yat satyam anriteneha.
Yat satyam anriteneha.
Matyena apnotim amritam.
Matyena apnotim amritam.
Esha buddhimatam buddhir.
Esha buddhimatam buddhir.
Manisha cha manishinam.
Manisha cha manishinam.
Yat satyam anriteneha. Madhyena apnoti mamritam.
Echa buddhi matam buddhi.
Echa
buddhi matam buddhi.
Manishacha manishinam.
Manishacha manishinam.
Yatsatyam anriteneha.
Yatsatyam anriteneha. Madhyanab notimamritam.
Esha buddhi matam buddhi.
Esha buddhi matam buddhi.
Manisha cha manishinam.
Manisha cha manishinam.
Yat satyam anriteneha.
Yat satyam
anriteneha. Madhyanab notimamritam.
Esha buddhimatam buddhi.
Yes, Mataji, please. Thank you very much. It is from the 11th canto, chapter 29, text 22.
Es el canto 11, capítulo 29, verso 22.
Here is the verse which is the essence of all the Lord's teaching.
Este es el verso que es la esencia de todas las enseñanzas del Señor.
This process is the supreme intelligence of the intelligence and the cleverness of the cleverest.
Este proceso es la inteligencia suprema de la inteligencia y el clever. ¿Cómo traducís? Astuto. Y lo más astuto de toda astucia.
Yes. Because if one follows the process of bhakti yoga, one can make use of that which is temporary and illusory to achieve me, the eternal reality.
Porque si...
Yes.
Porque si una persona lo sigue, el proceso del Bhakti Yoga, puede utilizar aquello que es temporal e ilusorio para alcanzarme a mí la realidad eterna.
Let's make it a little bit more clearer.
Vamos a aceptar, explicarlo de una forma un poco más clara.
Krishna explains that a devotee who follows the process of bhakti yoga is the most intelligent amongst the intelligent.
Krishna explica que el devoto que sigue el proceso del bhakti yoga es el más inteligente de las personas inteligentes.
And he is the most clever of all the clever people.
Y el más astuto de toda la gente astuta.
And then he gives a very important reason, and you need to understand this reason.
Y entonces explica una razón que tenemos que entender esta.
You need to really understand it in order to understand the process which of bhakti yoga properly.
Tenéis que entender la razón para poder entender el proceso de bhakti yoga.
He says this process is the supreme intelligence because a devotee attains my eternal Svarup, Krishna's eternal form, by using his temporary body.
Él dice que este...
Krishna explains the reason why this is the most intelligent process is because you use something which is temporary, that is your body, to attain something which is eternal.
Dice que la razón por la que es lo más inteligente el proceso, la persona que sigue el proceso así, es porque utilizamos algo que es temporal, que es el cuerpo presente, para alcanzar nuestro cuerpo eterno en relación con Krishna.
Let us think about this.
Vamos a pensar sobre ello.
You use your mortal, temporary body to attain the eternal kingdom of God.
Utilizas tu cuerpo mortal, material, para alcanzar el reino eterno de Dios.
You use this body, this substance of matter to reach the Svarupa, eternal form of bliss and knowledge of Krishna.
Utilizas este cuerpo hecho de materia para alcanzar nuestro Svarupa, el cuerpo eterno en relación con Krishna.
Now, how to do that is an almost alchemical process.
¿Cómo hacer esto? Es casi alquimia.
Yes. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vajanine Niveseza Sonyavari Paskatyari Zadayine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. My dear devotees, in devotional service we use our senses and matter which is made our senses and our mind which is made from material substance.
Mis queridos devotos, en el servicio devocional empleamos nuestra mente y nuestros sentidos, los cuales están hechos de materia.
And by doing this we gain something which is non-material.
Y cuando hacemos esto, alcanzamos algo que no es material.
It's almost like churning yogurt.
Es casi como batir yogurt.
And then gold will come out of it. Gold or a cow. Gold. Yes. You can't believe. I know.
Y batiendo yogur sale oro. Y dice que no lo puedo creer, que sí, que es sorprendente, así de sorprendente.
In this world we have no incident where you can get something from something else which is not already in that other substance.
En este mundo no existe ningún ejemplo de que podamos obtener algo de otra sustancia que no esté incluido en la sustancia que lo produce.
See, in this world someone is considered to be highly intelligent if he invests one, is it called peso? Peso? The peseta. One coin?
Well, no, we have euro.
Oh. If one uses 1 cent and then invests the 1 cent and gets €1,000,000 out of it, the one is considered to be intelligent.
Se dice que en este mundo, si una persona invierte un céntimo, de euro, y consigue millones de euros, esa persona es muy inteligente.
But more intelligent would be the person who would give just a few cents and in return would get a touchstone which can produce all the euros you want and all the gold you want.
Pero más inteligente es la persona que puede invertir un céntimo y puede conseguir una piedra de toque, una piedra filosofal, que pueda producir todos los millones de euros que queráis y todo el oro que queráis y lo que queráis conseguir.
But you are most intelligent if you can use your temporary material body, which will dwindle and which is full of disease and ultimately gets destroyed, to reach God.
Pero una persona es todavía más inteligente si puede emplear su cuerpo material temporal que está sujeto a la enfermedad, la vejez y la muerte, ese cuerpo para llegar a Dios.
If you can use something which is full of all these substances which we know when we go in the to our morning bathroom, you know, and we get the eternal form full of blessed knowledge of God, then we are really more intelligent than this Euro person, you know, who gets some this Euro business. Yes.
Si podemos utilizar este cuerpo que produce esas sustancias que cuando vamos al baño por la mañana soltamos y podemos llegar a Dios con ese cuerpo, somos más inteligentes que la persona que produce el euro, que produce billetes.
Krishna explains this point.
Krishna explica este punto.
Yes. He says, the inhabitants, this is now from the purport of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the inhabitants of Bharat Bhumi are mortal and born in low families.
Dice, ahora está citando a Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, los habitantes de Braja Bhumi
are mortal and born in low families.
Son mortales y han nacido en familias.
But if they offer to me their bodies, which are not worth a penny, they can attain me the ocean of sweetness. When I see how the inhabitants of Bharat Bhumi offer their bodies to me, my heart is full of joy.
Cuando veo cómo los habitantes de Bharat Bhumi me ofrecen sus cuerpos a mí, yo me lleno de júbilo.
And I will give myself to them.
Y yo me voy a entregar a ellos.
With my priceless ornaments.
Con mis ornamentos que no tienen precio.
With my bracelets and my crown.
Con mis brazaletes y mi corona.
That's very valuable.
Eso es muy valioso.
Krishna's crown.
La corona de Krishna.
His jewels.
Sus joyas.
His ornaments.
Sus ornamentos.
And even better, his very self.
E incluso más todavía, su propio ser.
But by just using this deformed substance.
Solamente utilizando estas sustancias deformes.
I mean, if you can do that, you are very clever. Therefore those who engage in my devotional service are most intelligent and most skillful, says Krishna.
Aquellos que utilizan su cuerpo en mi servicio devocional son los más inteligentes y la gente más hábil, dice Krishna.
Now, by now you want to know, okay, I have a little business tendency in myself. Now, how will I do it? I need practical instructions now. Let's be not so philosophical. Let's be practical now. Yes, not many words. I want to get my treasure. I want to get him who wears, who is only composed of pure love. I want to obtain him who is composed of pure love.
Quiero cantarle a Eva, que a esa persona que está compuesto solamente de amor puro.
And what you should do is, you should follow the five essential processes which Yadunandan Maharaj and his servant will teach at this Bhakti Inspiration Seminar.
Y lo que tenéis que hacer es seguir los cinco procesos de servicio devocional que nosotros vamos a explicar, a presentar en este seminario.
It starts in the morning, in the morning session, yes.
Empieza la sesión de la mañana.
Yeah, but now we just get our eagerness, you know.
Ahora estamos calentando motores.
I like this very much in Yadunanda Maharaj's lecture yesterday, said that even a slight performance of these processes can lift even a beginner to the exalted stage of devotional ecstasies.
Comenta que le gustó lo que comentaba yo ayer al principio, leyendo Srila Prabhupada, de que incluso una pequeña atracción a cualquiera de estos procesos puede elevar al principiante al nivel de éxtasis.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because he touches Krishna.
Porque toca el principiante toca a Krishna.
He makes contact.
Establece contacto.
Krishna comes to him.
Krishna le viene a esa persona.
He becomes attracted by someone who does these processes and takes residence in his heart.
Él se siente atraído por la persona que sigue esos procesos y Krishna reside en el corazón de esa persona.
And as a result, he shines.
Y como resultado de eso,
I remember once Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk in San Francisco and the police drove after him.
Recuerdo una historia en la que Srila Prabhupada iba caminando por las calles en San Francisco y la policía empezó a seguirle.
The devotees felt, oh my God, are they jumping out with guns soon?
Los devotos estaban preocupados. Vamos a sacar las pistolas.
I don't know how you feel if a police car just follows you everywhere.
No sé cómo sentís vosotros si un coche de policía os empieza a seguir donde os mováis.
Finally, the officer jumped out of the car before Prabhupada.
Finalmente, el policía saltó del coche delante de Prabhupada.
And he said, "Excuse me, sir, do you know that you are glowing?"
Perdón, señor. ¿Usted sabe que usted brilla?
Once I was in Belgrade, that was Serbia, and I had finished my TV interview and the journalist came with a very confidential question.
Un día estaba en Belgrado y acababa de terminar una entrevista de televisión. Y el periodista me vino a hacer una pregunta muy confidencial.
And he said, "I want to know one thing."
Dijo, "Quiero saber una cosa."
"How do you always smile like that?"
¿Cómo haces siempre sonreír?
"I need it to keep my profession because there's another person coming who wants my position."
Lo necesito para mantener mi trabajo.
And if I look more charismatic than him, more joyful than him, I will keep my position. What muscles do you use? I said, I don't know if do I always smile. I don't look in the mirror, but you know, it comes from the inside. It's not from the muscles. It's because of Krishna. When Krishna comes into your heart, my dear devotees, this is the highest gain in your life.
Cuando Krishna entra en vuestros corazones, mis queridos devotos, esa es la ganancia más grande de vuestras vidas.
In this world, we all suffer from a very, very bad disease. It's a hole in our heart.
En este mundo, sufrimos de una enfermedad muy grave. Es un agujero en el corazón.
It's terrible. We all die because of that.
Es terrible. Ese agujero en el corazón nos mata.
Do you know that if you don't cure this, you will also die?
¿Sabéis que si no curáis esto, os vais a morir también?
Do you know that you have a disease and you die at the end? Do you know this? No one knows the disease. It's a God-shaped hole in the heart, a Krishna-shaped hole in the heart.
La gente no sabe que la enfermedad es un agujero en el corazón que tiene la forma de Krishna.
And only if you put Krishna in your heart will you be eternal again.
Y solamente si metes a Krishna en el corazón y llenas ese agujero, serás feliz eterno de nuevo.
Otherwise, you have to die from this disease. And people just don't know this. It's a scandal. Even devotees don't know this. Think about it. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the purport says how we can save ourselves from this the end of our material disease.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, en su significado, nos dice cómo podemos salvarnos de esa enfermedad.
He says you need to know three things, really.
Él dice, tenéis que saber tres cosas, en verdad.
With your tongue, you should always chant.
Con vuestra lengua, siempre cantar.
With your ears, you should hear always the glories of the Lord.
Con vuestros oídos, siempre escuchar las glorias del Señor.
And with your body, and he particularly marks the hands of the body because they are reaching out into this world. With your hands, you should engage in menial service to the Lord.
Y con vuestro cuerpo, particularmente se refiere a las manos, porque las manos nos ponen en contacto con el mundo exterior. Dice que debemos emplear las manos en hacer un servicios humildes para el Señor.
But if you can't engage your tongue and your ears and your hands for some reason, and you just can engage one thing, that is the tongue, perfectly in Krishna's service, or the ears, or just do service, Krishna gives himself to you already, including his crown and bracelets and ornaments. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Pero si por algún motivo no podéis emplear esas tres cosas al servicio de Krishna y solamente empleáis una, como por ejemplo emplear la lengua para cantar y glorificar a Krishna, Krishna se entrega a vosotros si hacéis esto, incluyendo con su corona y sus ornamentos.
Yes. In other words, only one of the processes of devotional services done perfectly, no need to do all if for some reason, brings perfection.
En otras palabras, solamente uno de los procesos de servicio devocional, si se lleva a cabo perfectamente, nos lleva a la perfección.
At this moment, I feel a great problem in the room.
En este momento siento que hay un gran problema en esta
habitación. I feel it. I'm a little sensitive, and I feel there is a big problem, which is the greatest problem for a lecturer.
Siento que hay un problema que es el problema más grande para un conferenciante.
The problem is you don't believe me.
El problema es que no me crees.
I can sense that very clearly.
Bueno,
you think, Maharaji, look at the statistical numbers of who made it in ISKCON. It's nice that you are enthusiastic. We appreciate. But please tell us something practical. Who is shining? Who is the moon of the devotee? Who experiences ecstasy? Maybe Yadunanda Maharaj. That's one person. But the rest of us, look at us. We are normal people with normal worries. We gave our best. See, we even still believe in Krishna. We came to this seminar hoping that you will present something which works. But again, promises, promises, promises. Be practical. Now listen very carefully. I feel if you only remember this one point which I will tell you now, that you will change your whole life. I'm convinced of it because it changed my life. Once a lady came, an elderly lady who had practiced her whole life worship of Ram to one Ram Bhakta.
Una vez una señora mayor que había estado toda su vida adorando a Ram se fue a ver a un Ram Bhakta.
She was worried.
Ella estaba preocupada.
She was already 60 years old. And she had the feeling that I have since childhood worshipped Ram, but I have never made contact with him. I have never seen him. I've never felt his love very clearly in my life.
Ella dijo, yo llevo adorando a Ram desde niña, pero siento que nunca le he visto, nunca he tenido un contacto real.
I have gone to the temple every day. You know, Indian pious lady.
Yo he ido al templo cada día. Era una señora de la India muy piadosa.
I have sung Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram.
Y yo he cantado Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram.
I have taken the Charanamrita from his lotus feet every day.
Yo he tomado el Charanamrita de sus pies de loto cada día.
She was quite old. I said 60 years, but that's wrong. 75 years she was.
Era mayor de lo que he dicho. Era bastante mayor. 75 años tenía, no 60 años.
The Ram Bhakta was old.
Y el Ram Bhakta era mayor también.
She saw the doubt in the lady. The doubt in the lady.
Él vio la duda que tenía.
So this is his answer, and I want to give you the same answer.
Esa es su respuesta. Os quiero dar la misma respuesta.
Has anyone ever explained to you your relationship to Ram?
¿Te ha explicado alguien la relación que tienes con Ram alguna vez?
Has anyone ever told you that you are the about Ram's qualities and that Ram loves you?
¿Te ha explicado alguien las cualidades de Ram y lo mucho que te ama Ram?
And more important, has anyone told you that you can love Krishna, Ram? I mean Krishna Bhakta, you know? Yeah. That you can love Ram because you have a relationship with him?
¿Y te ha dicho alguien que tú puedes amar a Ram? Porque tienes una relación con él.
You have done your processes mechanically.
Has seguido tus procesos de forma mecánica.
You have not believed that Ram takes your offering.
No creías que Ram aceptaba tu ofrenda.
You have been a pious Hindu who did everything according to custom, but not a person who offers himself or herself.
Tú has sido una hindú piadosa que ofrece todo según siguiendo la tradición, la costumbre, pero no te has ofrecido a ti misma, no te has entregado.
You have never said to Ram, I'm yours.
Nunca le has dicho a Ram, soy tuyo.
Have you ever been in a relationship?
¿Has tenido alguna relación alguna vez?
And I think most of us, no?
La mayoría la han tenido, ¿no?
And do you remember when the other person said to you, I'm yours, how you felt?
¿Recordáis cuando la otra persona os dijo, yo soy tuyo, cómo os habéis sentido?
All of a sudden the relationship entered a new dimension.
De repente la relación entró en otra dimensión.
It became full of sweetness.
Se llenó de dulzura.
Maybe in this world you have not experienced this. I don't know, but I'm doubting. But see, I'm a celibate monk, but I seem to sometimes know more about this than many of you.
Quizás en este mundo nunca lo habéis experimentado. Yo soy un monje célibe, pero a veces me da la impresión de que sé más de eso que muchos de vosotros.
Krishnadas Kaviraj says in Goswami, in Chaitanya, in the Madhya Lila, he explains that all it needs to really make your devotional service alive is to say to Krishna, I'm yours, Krishna.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explica en la serie Chaitanya Charitamrita que todo lo que conlleva, todo lo que hace falta para revivir la vida espiritual, para hacerla viva, es decir, la Krishna. Krishna, soy tuyo.
Although I have forgotten you for so many long years, I'm really yours. I'm your sincere servant. Please.
Aunque te he olvidado desde hace tantísimos años, yo soy tuyo. Soy tu sirviente eterno.
Please accept me in your service.
Por favor, acéptame en tu servicio.
Of course you will be a little bit tested. Krishna wants to know.
Por supuesto, Krishna te va a poner a prueba. Krishna quiere saber si vas en serio.
Yes. But if you keep that, I'm yours. I'm not a very good person, but I'm yours. Please accept me.
Pero si lo mantienes diciendo, Krishna, yo no soy una persona muy buena, pero soy tuyo, por favor, acéptame.
Finished.
Se acabó.
Hogya, they say in Hindi. Yeah. There is the example from Ramayana of Shabari. There is an example of a devotee in Ramayana who was accepted by Ram like that. Her name is Shabari.
Hay el ejemplo de en el Ramayana, hay el ejemplo de un devoto llamado Shabari que
Shabari, you know? No, Shabari, I understood. No? Shabari, R, yes. Yeah. Shabari was a very simple woman.
Era una mujer muy sencilla.
Her guru told her when he was very old, I will soon go.
Su guru le dijo, cuando estaba muy mayor, le dijo, muy pronto me marcharé.
But Ram will come to you.
Pero Ram vendrá a ti.
And to prepare him, to prepare for Ram's arrival, you should sweep every day the forest. They lived in an ashram, you know, the forest floor.
Y el guru le dijo que para preparar la venida de Ram, que vivían en el bosque, en un ashram, y le dijo, tienes que barrer cada día el suelo, el camino.
And you should prepare some fruits for him.
Y preparar algunas frutas para él.
I will soon leave you.
Yo pronto me marcharé.
But Ram will come to you, I know.
Pero Ram vendrá aquí. Estoy seguro de ello.
You are Ram's.
Tú le perteneces a Ram.
So she was simple. She simple means uncomplicated. She just swept every day the forest floor and prepared and picked some fruits because maybe Ram would come that day.
Ella era sencilla. Sencilla significa que no era una persona complicada. Todos los días barría el suelo del lugar y recogía los frutos, porque Ram podía llegar, ese día podía llegar.
Her guru died.
El guru murió.
She cried.
Ella lloró.
But she never forgot to sweep the forest floor and pick the fruits, because maybe Ram would come on that day.
Pero ella nunca olvidó el barrer y recoger los frutos, porque quizás Ram llegaría ese mismo día.
And she wanted to offer Ram good fruits, so what she did is she tested the fruits if they were sweet, and only the sweet ones she put in the fruit container.
Y entonces lo que hacía, quería asegurarse que los frutos que le ofrecía Adán eran dulces, los probaba y solamente ponía en la cesta los que eran dulces.
So one day,
un día,
she had just finished the sweeping.
Acababa de terminar de barrer.
She looked down the forest path.
Y miró por el camino del bosque.
First she saw a golden greenish hue.
Lo primero que vio fue un brillo dorado.
Like an effulgence. She didn't see the source of the effulgence.
No vio la fuente
de la effulgence. It's just the color of the atmosphere changed golden green.
El color cambió del dorado verdoso.
And then she heard shup, shup, shup. Someone was coming, and it was, you know, like metal, like ankle bells.
Escuchó ese sonido, como que alguien venía, y sonidos de campanitas que se acercaban.
And a wonderful fragrance.
Una fragancia maravillosa.
Then around the corner, Ram.
Y desde la esquina, de repente, aparece Ram.
I have come, O Shabari.
Y dijo, yo he venido, O Shabari.
Do you have some fruits?
¿Tienes algo de fruta?
She immediately turned to the bush. They were all sour.
Inmediatamente fue al arbusto, y todas las frutas eran amargos. Se las probaba, pero no estaban dulces.
Finally, she got sweet fruit, and she put sweet fruits, and then.
Y finalmente consiguió algunas frutas dulces, y las puso en la cesta y se las dio.
Yeah. Ram took some of the fruits.
Ram aceptó algunos de los frutos.
Then he took the whole heart of Shabari.
Y le
She was very old. And then finally, after some time, he took Shabari in the eternal kingdom of God. Oh, Maharaji, yes, a good story. This is postmodern times, you know.
Estamos en los tiempos
postmodernos. We don't have this faith.
No tenemos tanta fe.
We are not Shabari.
Nosotros no somos Shabari.
Listen very carefully.
Escuchad muy
cuidadosamente. I know, I'm one of you.
Yo lo sé, yo soy uno de vosotros.
Yes, we are in one boat.
Somos en lo mismo.
My dear devotees, if you have this contact with these processes, which we will explain,
mis queridos devotos, si contactáis con estos procesos que vamos a estar trabajando estos días,
and you simply execute them with some slight contact,
y simplemente llevarlos a cabo con un pequeño contacto con Dios.
Krishna will give you faith.
Krishna os dará la fe.
And then you can start to practice with an idea of sambandha. Sambandha means relationship.
Y entonces podéis practicar con la idea de sambandha. Sambandha significa relación.
Only with this sambandha idea, this idea that I have a relationship, Krishna takes my service, he hears my chanting, then you will make it.
Solamente con esta idea de sambandha, la idea de que tengo una relación con Krishna, que Krishna acepta mi servicio y escucha mi oración, podéis conseguir el éxito.
I have one disciple who is not a very good sadhaka.
Tengo un discípulo que no es un sadhaka muy bueno.
And I'm always trying to convince him to chant his 16 rounds and make it a priority.
Y siempre intento convencerle de que cante sus 16 rondas y que haga de esto una prioridad.
But he really, although I tried, he didn't really believe me.
Y aunque lo he intentado, realmente no me cree.
Then, when he visited Vrindavan, he met a very nice devotee, some Babaji.
Y cuando visitó Vrindavan, se encontró con un devoto muy bueno, con un Babaji.
And he said to the Babaji, my Guru Maharaj always tells me to chant my rounds, but I really don't have taste, and therefore it's so difficult.
Y él le dijo al Babaji que mi Guru Maharaj siempre me dice que cante las rondas, pero es que no siento gusto para hacerlo, y es muy difícil para mí.
And then the simple Vaishnav said, I can tell you how I chant my rounds.
Y este Vaishnava sencillo le dijo, yo te puedo decir cómo yo canto mi ronda.
I chant, and then I concentrate on the fact that Krishna is there listening to my chanting.
Le dijo, yo canto y me concentro en que cuando yo estoy cantando, que Krishna está aquí al lado y está escuchando lo que yo canto.
And when I do that, I go, Hare Krishna, I'm really enlivened.
Y cuando hago esto, me animo mucho.
What the simple devotee, in simple language, said is what we learn today. To chant with a feeling of relation, to practice with a feeling of relationship.
Lo que este devoto sencillo le transmitió a mi discípulo es que debemos llevar a cabo nuestro canto, nuestro servicio, con el sentimiento de relación.
Krishna is there.
Krishna está ahí.
When the doubting lady,
cuando la señora que dudaba,
you know, who came to this Rambhakta, heard this secret about sambandha,
escuchó este secreto del sambandha,
her whole practice changed.
Toda su práctica cambió.
Yes, she went to the temple. She continued to go to the temple.
Ella siguió yendo al templo, igual que antes.
She watched the deities, but with tear-filled eyes.
Ella veía las deidades, pero ahora las veía con ojos llenos de lágrimas.
Yes, she continued, Sitaram, Sitaram.
Ella continuaba cantando, Sitaram, Sitaram.
But she understood, the Lord hears me.
Ella entendía que el Señor me está escuchando.
And later I heard, she could really say, from her heart, I'm yours, my Lord.
Y escuché que más tarde ella pudo decirle al Señor de corazón, mi Señor, soy tuyo.
Yes, we will teach you 5 powerful processes.
Sí, vamos a presentar 5 procesos poderosos.
But in order to make them work for you, you have to do them in a understanding of relationship. That it's simple. I'm a part of Krishna.
Pero para que funcionen para vosotros, tenéis que llevarlos a cabo con un sentimiento de relación.
Bhakti,
es el hijo. Soy parte de Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about one of the five processes with which we will start at 11 o'clock, that is chanting the holy name. And he says, only if you chant with Sambandha Gyan, then, if you don't chant, if a devotee doesn't chant with the feeling of relationship, he only gets the shadow, not the real holy name.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, hablando de uno de los cinco procesos, el proceso del canto, explica que si cantamos sin ese sentimiento de relación, Sambandha Gyana, que lo que uno recibe es solamente la sombra del santo nombre.
Imagine we would serve you tomorrow, today, the shadow of a breakfast. Would you be nourished and satisfied?
Imaginad que ahora os servimos la sombra del desayuno. ¿Estarías contento?
You would say, give my money back. I'm going. I'm going. You have to get the substance of Krishna consciousness. And I think you will get it. This is what I wanted to... this verse also has another meaning.
Este verso también tiene otro significado.
If you do bhakti, but you only do it to get a position or a reputation, say as a good speaker or as an attractive devotee, then you are really cheating yourself.
Si haces bhakti y lo haces solamente para obtener una posición, para ser reconocido como un buen orador o como un buen devoto, te estás engañando.
If you want to be known as a relisher of rasa,
si quieres ser conocido como alguien que saborea el rasa,
don't go for these external things like reputation.
No vayáis a buscar estas cosas externas como la reputación.
Go for simply service of Krishna.
Simplemente buscar simplemente servicio a Krishna.
Because he is the supreme enjoyer, and the position is already occupied. The way to relate to Krishna is as a servant.
La forma de relacionarnos con Krishna es como sirvientes.
Nanda Maharaj, Raktak and Patrak, the servants of Krishna, they are just thinking, let me carry the flutes for Krishna, which he needs to play today.
Los sirvientes de Krishna, Patrak y Raktak, le dicen, le voy a llevar la flauta a Krishna.
Shri Ram Sakha and Subal and all the friends, they think, well, let us advise Krishna about a new way to steal the butter. He needs to be educated in the new way, you know.
Shri Ram Sakha y Subal y otros amigos, vamos a decirle a Krishna cómo robar la mantequilla mejor hoy. Hay que explicarle cómo hacerlo.
Nanda Maharaj and Vatsalya Bhav and Yashoda, they give every breath in order to just wipe any sweat away from Krishna's brows.
Nanda Maharaj y Madre Yashoda, ellos se esfuerzan para limpiarle el sudor de Krishna.
They serve him in this way, in the parental way.
Le sirven de esta manera con...
And the gopis, headed by Shrimati Radhika, Lalita and Vishakha, they are prepared to give everything, including their whole body, a wholesale surrender for Krishna's pleasure.
Y las gopis, encabezadas por Shrimati Radhika, Lalita y Vishakha, están dispuestas a dar todo, incluyendo sus propios cuerpos, para complacer a Krishna.
Everyone is a servant.
Todo el mundo es un sirviente.
Let us enter our relationship through this door.
Entremos en nuestra relación a través de esta puerta.
so enthusiastic. I want to speak more, but I have to finish now. Is, do you have one or two fast questions? Krishna. Yes. Spaniolo, yes.
She said that you spoke about Sambandha,
yes. One moment, yes.
And then there is Abhideya, the process. And the verse says that the process, like to engage the body, is the process. But it's not so clear for him how to, because the process has the five processes, but here it says the body.
No, Abhideya means to use the body.
Abhideya es utilizar el cuerpo.
To use the senses.
Utilizar los sentidos.
And the mind.
Y la mente.
In a prescribed in the process of Abhideya.
Eso es Abhideya.
Yes. And that will bring you to Prayojana.
Y eso te llevará a Prayojana.
This sadhana or practice will give you, will bring you to the sadhya or the goal of the practice.
El sadhana que es la práctica llevará al sadhya que es la meta de la práctica.
Krishna will give himself to you.
Krishna se entregará a ti.
He will say, I'm like this.
Y él te dirá, soy así.
And here's Radharani.
Y aquí está Radharani.
He is Vrindavan.
He
is again life.
Aquí está de nuevo la vida.
I know, my dear devotee, you struggled.
Soy consciente, mis queridos devotos, que tenéis que luchar.
You became like a beggar for me.
Que sois como mendigos por mí.
A beggar of mercy.
Mendigos de misericordia.
I know that the people of the world didn't understand you always.
Sé que la gente del mundo no os ha entendido.
I know what you gave up.
Sé lo que habéis abandonado.
Have become your debtor by this.
Yo me siento endeudado con vosotros.
But I only have a cowherd stick. I cannot repay you.
Lo único que tengo es un bastón de pastor, de vacas. ¿Cómo os voy a pagar?
I cannot repay. Therefore, I'm giving my very self to you.
Y por eso yo me entrego mi propia persona, la entrego a vosotros.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains like this.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur lo explica de esta manera.
It's so sweet.
Es tan dulce.
Who could love such a lord, no?
¿Quién podría amar? ¿Quién podría dejar de amar a un amo así?
Let me check my... Oh, Prabhu. Too late. I'm from Germany. I'm supposed to keep times. We have to end here. And if there are more questions, we can take them in the session at 11 o'clock.
What?
Oh, yeah. One... Yes. Listen. This process of Bhakti Yoga,
este proceso de Bhakti Yoga
is the supreme intelligence of the intelligent.
Es la suprema inteligencia de los inteligentes.
This process of Bhakti Yoga is the cleverness of the cleverest.
Este proceso de Bhakti Yoga es lo más listo de los más listos.
Yeah. Yes, because if one follows it, one can make use of that which is temporary and illusory to achieve me, the eternal reality.
Porque si uno sigue este proceso, él puede utilizar lo temporal en esta vida, que es y lo irreal, para alcanzarme a mí la realidad eterna.
Acha. Now, maybe Siddheshwari, who is our verse writer, you could write down the verse number, and then devotees can, please do this now, can look it up in their own books and their own computer. Postmodern world, yes. It's 11th canto, chapter 29, text 22.
Canto 11.
11.
Capítulo 29, verso 22.
Yes. 22. Before you all, thank you. Your handwriting is excellent. I didn't know. I thought you only know Persian letter. No, you read English. I'm sorry. I underestimated you. So Gaurahari has a very important announcement for our retreat. Ketan and Japa. You can get it. Works good. Now, I need to introduce first. I'm not alone. I have a retreat team. Equipo, yes. Gaurahari Prabhu is in charge of kirtans. He's the leader of the Gaurahari Bhajan band. You know, when we sing, we are called the Gaurahari Bhajan band. Many of the things I say is because of his inspiration.
Gaurahari Prabhu se encarga de los kirtans y él del grupo de música Gaurahari. Y dice que cuando cantamos Bhajans, que es el Gaurahari Bhajan band. Yeah. Y muchas de las cosas que digo están inspiradas por él.
And then is Banu Nandini. This is her. You can. She is behind many of the concepts of the retreats which we offer.
Ella está detrás de muchos de los conceptos de los retiros que presentamos.
And about the different styles, like active learning and so on.
Estilos de presentar como
and we are trying at the present moment to make Yadunandan Swami for some of the retreats part of the equip. Yes, equipo, yes. There's also Isabel and her sister. Oh my God, this. What?
Adelina.
Good, Adelina. For the Spanish retreat, yes. Yeah. So, if you have any questions or anything you need to discuss or unclarity, you can go to these, especially Gaurahari and Banu Nandini, because Adelina and Isabel, they are just joining for this retreat, yes.
Si tenéis alguna pregunta sobre temas relacionados con el retiro, podéis preguntar a estos devotos, especialmente a Gaurahari Banu Nandini, porque Isabel y Adelina están ayudando en este retiro. Yeah,
of course, Yadunanda Maharaj knows everything. He also, yeah, you can. All right. So Gaurahari has an important announcement. Listen very carefully.